Outside, the sun was shining, but inside room 26 of Longfellow School, it was a dark and stormy night. Mrs. Brisbane, our teacher, was reading us a fur-raising mystery story from a big red book. A mystery is like a puzzle. It can be something unspeakably scary, like a thing that goes thump in the night. Or a mystery can be something ordinary, like what happened to Mrs. Brisbane's glasses. Sometimes our teacher can't find her glasses when they're right on her head. Even though my classmates and I can read by ourselves, we love having Mrs. Brisbane read to us. It is surprising that I could read, because I am the classroom hamster, but I am also smart, 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 if I do say so myself. As I listened, I climbed up to the tippy top of my cage and looked out at my classmates. When school started in September, they were all mysteries to me. I didn't realize that at the beginning of the school year, a new class comes in, a class of total strangers. It's taken me a while to figure out why Hurry Up Harry is late so often and why Slow Down Simon moves so fast. I learned that Rolling Rosie's wheelchair doesn't slow her down a bit. And I learned that Helpful Holly is sometimes too helpful Holly. Now it's October. I'm still getting to know some of the students who sit on the opposite side of the room from my cage. I haven't figured out why Do It Now Daniel D. always puts things off, and why Stop Talking Sophie Kaminsky has so much trouble being quiet. In time, I hope I'll solve those mysteries too. I guess being a classroom hamster is a lot like being a detective. A detective is someone who solves mysteries. The story Mrs. Brisbane was reading was about a detective named Sherlock Holmes, who was one smart human. In his picture on the cover of the red book, he wore a strange-looking hat. Mrs. Brisbane said it was called a deerstalker hat. She also said he sometimes played the violin to help him think, which made me wish I had a violin of my own. There were a lot of stories in the book. This puzzling mystery had to do with a man with flaming red hair named Mr. Jabez Wilson. He came to Sherlock Holmes and explained something strange that had happened to him. It started when he saw an ad in the newspaper for a job that was only for a person with flaming red hair. I guess that's why the name of the story was The Adventure of the Red-Headed League. Mrs. Brisbane asked us, why would they only want someone with red hair? Kelsey Kirkpatrick's hand shot up so fast she almost hit Just Joey, who sat next to her.
Please be careful, Kelsey, Mrs. Brisbane said. So, what do you think?
Kelsey said, they must be looking for somebody smart. Everybody knows that redheads are the smartest people. My classmates all laughed, because Kelsey has red hair. Naturally, she would think red-haired people are the smartest. Mrs. Brisbane laughed, too.
Yes, Kelsey. Some red-haired people are very smart, but I don't think that was the reason.
She asked if we had any other ideas. I thought and thought. If the job needed someone smart, I think they might look for a clever hamster, like me. Paul Fletcher, whom I think of as Small Paul, had another idea.
Maybe they needed someone who looked like someone else. A different person with red hair, he suggested.
That's an interesting idea, Paul. You'd make a good detective,
Mrs. Brisbane said. Paul Green, whom I think of as Tall Paul, raised his hand.
Maybe the person has to wear a costume, he suggested. And they need red hair to go with the costume.
Excellent idea,
Mrs. Brisbane said. Thomas T. True looked puzzled, and he raised his hand.
Is this a true story? He asked. I mean, is Sherlock Holmes a real person?
Mrs. Brisbane smiled.
No, it's a made-up story. But Sherlock Holmes almost seems like a real person, and he's been popular for many years. When he solves a mystery, he looks for clues.
She explained that a clue is information that helps you solve a mystery. And Sherlock Holmes was always looking for clues, because a good detective always has to be sharp-eyed. Mrs. Brisbane read some more.
The red-haired man got hired, but it turned out that the job was nothing more than copying out the encyclopedia every evening. What a strange job. Why would anyone need someone to copy the encyclopedia? And why would the person have to have red hair? This was a mystery indeed. Suddenly, Mrs. Brisbane stopped reading and closed the book. "Eek!" I squeaked. My classmates all groaned and begged her to read more, but it was almost time for afternoon recess.
"When you come back, I'll have a different kind of mystery for you,"
she said, which got us all excited again.